you could see this as a good thing. For one thing, voters no longer need to learn a lot of information, like who the candidates are.
I know who's running. Tim Walberg is running. I don't actually know who the Democrat is right now.
Ellie Robinson is bowling Monday night in Coldwater. She's not alone. Voters like David Cross can take one look at the Republicans' flyer. Does this guy ring a bell?
Oh, Tim Walberg, yeah. I'm familiar with him.
Have you heard anything at all about the guy who's running against him, the Democrat?
No, I have not heard of him.
Now, this is just weird when you think about the fact that the 7th District used to be a dead heat. Last time it was this big, messy, $14 million record-setting slugfest for every single vote.
Tim Walberg,
if you think you're going to privatize...
2 years ago, the free trade group Club for Growth spent $1 million to elect Tim Walberg.
I'm Tim Walberg, and I approve this message.
But Michigan is down a district after the 2010 census, and Republicans have all of the power in Lansing, so they got to redraw the maps. They packed the Democrats into 5 districts, and they carved out 9 Republican safe seats for their guys.
So not having a target on my back is very unusual.
That is one of the newly safe Republicans, Tim Walberg. Yeah, the guy that all the bowling hall voters know. He is this granddad type. He's got this really calm charm that comes with being a former pastor. He's pro-life, even in the case of rape or incest. He's on the Dirty Dozen list put out by the League of Conservation Voters. But this election, he's got no real competition. The new maps, they plucked out the big-name Democrat and a moderate Republican. Yet Walberg says that doesn't make this election any less of a democracy.
The people have the opportunity in the district that is made by the Constitution to elect who they determine. I believe that the support that has been shown me says that they want me.
Democrats ain't even putting up a fight. They barely are even backing their own candidate. The mysterious Democrat that nobody in the bowling alley seems to know, his name is Kurt Haskell. And even at his own fundraiser at a strip mall steakhouse, voters like Charlie Londo over at the bar can't really place him.
The bald guy right there, the black suit.
Never heard of him. Is he running for Congress?
Actually, maybe you do know Haskell. Do you remember the guy who was on the plane with the underwear bomber? And this guy accused the feds of knowing about the whole plot? Yeah, that was Haskell.
They see me as being someone that seeks the truth. And for those that are in high politics, maybe that's not someone that they want in office.
Haskell says he is pouring $100,000 of his own money into this race. But this is peanuts against what Walberg, the Republican, is raising.
He basically has a free pass, and most of our congresspeople have a free pass.
This is political analyst Jack Lessenberry. And he says now nearly all of Michigan's congressional elections are rigged thanks to the new maps.
John F. Kennedy could not get elected in a lot of mid-Michigan districts. The most popular Republican, Ronald Reagan or Abraham Lincoln, could not come anywhere near getting elected in the 13th and 14th district because the people who draw these lines have packed all the Democrats and all the Republicans pretty much into certain districts.
So you have one party in power, and that means that they get to make one-party maps. And Lissenberry says, in the end, your voice is what gets cut out.
The problem when you don't have a real race, nobody holds that office holder's feet to the fire. Nobody asks them the challenging questions. Nobody says, well, why did you vote for this?
So while it might be really nice to get a break from all of these ads, in most of Michigan's districts, your vote has gone from sought after to just a second thought. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.